1620 94.5 WTAW. The following are comments from the April 28th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the City Council adopted new building codes that take effect June 1st. Building official Brian Bidford was asked why one recommendation will not be implemented to require fire sprinkler systems in newly constructed townhomes, which are considered single-family homes in College Station.
The state of Texas passed a law in 2009 that says you can't require any single-family dwelling to be fire sprinklered. If you didn't already have an ordinance in effect before, I think it was January 1, 2009, you can't require it going forward.
City Manager Brian Woods experienced this issue in a previous city.
We would have liked to have done it. The state saw fit to, basically they just didn't want to have to add the cost into homes. It's unfortunate because the sprinkler systems put out fires really well. So just a plug, if you are building a home, you can ask for one, and I would encourage you to do so.
Binford says an exception is if townhomes are three stories or more, fire sprinklers are required. City Council also updated fire codes and includes requiring new small restaurants to monitor fire suppression systems. Fire Marshal Eric Dotson says the requirement will not apply to existing restaurants.
We have come into restaurants, even at lunch hours, that have had their fire extinguishing system had gone off and no one knew it, and they were just trying to clean it up. No one notified the health department that they had their hood system go off, because when their hood systems go off, basically the health department makes them throw away everything in their kitchen because everything's contaminated.
Dotson told Councilman Dennis Maloney the fire department's notified through the restaurant's alarm company.
Alarm systems that are put in now, they don't put hard lines in anymore, so they're all cellular.
Yeah.
So it'd just be a little monitoring system, so that way when the alarm goes off, it will dial out and call alarm monitoring company, and then they call us.
I was just thinking, so you can't circumvent the wiring since there's no wiring. You can't shut it down so that you're not going to know. Well, that's great. Technology is good for something, huh?
Presentations from the City of College Station regarding the new fire codes and the updated building codes are with this story at WTAW.com.